So New Zealanders will be drawing each other a little closer today after the country was declared free of the virus. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the return to level one restrictions today.
At level one, we can hold public events without limitations. Private events such as wedding functions and funerals without limitations. Retail is back without limitations. Hospitality is back without limitations. Public transport and travel across the country is fully opened.
That's New Zealand's Prime Minister yesterday. The success across the ditch comes as coronavirus cases continue to decline in Australia. There were just 5 cases recorded here in the past 24 hours. Dr. Nick Coatsworth is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer. Nick Coatsworth, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
So Jacinda Ardern has declared victory over COVID-19 and the end of social distancing in New Zealand. People can even go to the Super Rugby, she says, without restrictions. Are you surprised at how fully restrictions are being unwound there?
No, not at all, Fran. What I would observe, though, is that we're two very different countries, and there's been a lot of temptation over the past 24 hours to say that we're in some way in the same race. I think we're in a similar race, but we're certainly different countries with different contexts, different populations, and different stages of the epidemic. So whilst we're not far behind, I don't think we do need to get too hung up on the comparisons between the two nations. We're able to move a lot faster than we otherwise would have done through the efforts of Australians.
Yeah, people will make the comparison, though. New Zealand did start a little earlier and go a little harder at the beginning. How long do you think until we are at that point here? How far behind are we till we can go to weddings, to restaurants, to the footy?
Well, we have to acknowledge again that the virus is going to set its own timetable, but there are states and territories that have gone to step three lifting of restrictions very, very quickly. In fact, we know that most states and territories are moving faster than the plan had originally anticipated because the cases have remained so low. And certainly if we continue to see that in the next month or so, we'll see further impetus to lift some more restrictions.
This is a question being asked more loudly following the protests on the weekend. If we don't see an outbreak, a surge in 2 weeks because of those protests, in a sense, do you think there is a case to be made that it's safe for us to have mass gatherings, like going to the football, for instance, or going to concerts or you know, anywhere where there's crowds?
Well, I can see how that conclusion could be drawn. I'd caution by saying that'll be one thing that's taken into account. Of course, the effects of the protest on the weekend and that particular mass gathering will be something that public health officials look at closely, but it'll be but one indicator. Football, concerts, nightclubs, they happen every Friday and Saturday night across the whole of the winter season, and so they do present a particularly unique risk in terms of constant mixing of Australians. But we are looking at those things in particular, football, a return to spectator sport. They are things that are on the agenda at the moment.
Can you give us any sense of a timeline you're thinking of? Do you think it will be within a month?
Well, I understand there's been some considerations already in Queensland in the media this morning. So
What's that suggesting?
Well, there were some suggestions that stadium sport might restart in Queensland. That's I understand the Queensland Premier's come out and said that that's perhaps not the case. But I think what it shows you is that public health officials, including the AHPPC, are looking at these sort of things at the moment and considering when that might be the right time. So it will be, I think, before the end of the footy season, Fran.
Okay, before the end of the footy season. So the footy season's been pushed out a bit. That gives us maybe 3 or 4 months. Let's hope it's not that long. But the pressure is building. It was always going to. As a public health official, are you worried that the protests, the Black Lives Matter protests, makes it harder for authorities to enforce social distancing and keep a lid on these mass gatherings, that the dam wall has been broken?
Well,
do you see it that way?
Well, I can certainly understand how many Australians will be looking at the protests and thinking, well, why on earth should I keep my distance? I would simply say that people putting themselves at risk through a mass gathering protest and demonstration should not lead either individual Australians or businesses or anyone else to feel as though they should put themselves at risk. It's still a fragile time. Even though there are single-digit cases, we know how infectious this virus is. We know that the next few weeks are critical and that people should continue to maintain those great behaviours. And we don't have a vaccine. We don't have an effective treatment. So these behaviours are actually with us for the foreseeable future, particularly the hand hygiene behaviours and the social distancing.
And do you think we really do understand that, Nick? I mean, I know that the protests were a particular thing, but if you go to a mall, there's a lot of people there. People are hanging out close together. People aren't wearing masks. Do you think we are being careful enough?
Well, I think for the stage we are at the moment and for where the curve is, that people need to observe, you know, good hygiene behaviours, Fran, constant washing of the hands, and really that important thing about staying home if you're unwell. Crossing people in a mall and things like that, that probably presents quite a minimal risk. But if you see lots of people in an enclosed space, that's the time to reconsider where you should be.
Okay. In terms of measures to guard against another wave of infections following the protests, some have called for people who marched on the weekend, the AMA has called, for people to self-quarantine for a fortnight. Is that necessary?
I'm aware of those calls, and that would be a very, very cautious approach to apply.
So I think not necessary.
I think perhaps the better approach is to self-monitor. If you were at a protest and you get any sort of symptom, the important thing is to get tested as quick as possible. That's what's going to reveal a problem if it's there, and it's going to allow public health officials to minimise the problem if it occurs.
What about politicians who attended the rallies? Some pollies are saying, well, if you're at the rally, you shouldn't come to Parliament tomorrow. What would your advice be as the Deputy Chief Medical Officer? Is it safe to attend Parliament when it sits tomorrow if you've been at the protest?
Well, I think if we're saying that it's safe for any Australian to go to work after the protest, then we have to say that's safe as well. But they equally need to self-monitor, and there's no difference between a politician and any other Australian. Our advice on the weekend was don't attend the protests. But if they did, they now need to be extra vigilant in making sure that if they get symptoms, they should get tested.
Okay, that's the message for all of us. If you get symptoms, get tested. Dr. Nick Coatsworth is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer. Nick Coatsworth, are you reviewing your advice around masks? The WHO is now saying people over 60 should be wearing them. What's your view?
Well, look, we constantly review community mask use. I don't think there's been a week gone by when I sat on the HPPC that we haven't had that discussion. I know that the Lancet paper and the World Health Organization have provoked this discussion again. In the context that we have very low numbers of cases in Australia, there is not likely to be a benefit for community mask use on the large scale. And that was actually in the World Health Organization recommendations, that it should be tailored to local context and epidemiology, and our local context does not favour widespread mask use at this point in time.
Though the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, has said if you're travelling on public transport during peak periods, you should consider wearing them. Is that right?
I think what Brendan said was that it wouldn't be an unreasonable thing to do, and that's the advice of the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee. So there's a difference between
Sorry to pick you up, but we've only got less than a minute to the news. I don't know that that helps people in terms of direction to say it wouldn't be unreasonable. Is it a wise thing to do is what people want to know, I think.
Well, I think if you're a vulnerable person and you have no other means of getting to work or around, it would be a very reasonable thing to do. We don't think that general healthy members of the community need to be considering wearing masks in that context.
Nick Coatsworth, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Fran.
Dr. Nick Coatsworth is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer. In the 24-hour period, Australia had 5 new cases of the virus.